Could read item 892.
Request of Shedrick J. Wilkins to address council regarding Captain Kirk and M5 computer.
I just want to, I'm Shedrick Wilkins, just quote Steve Novick's like Star Trek in the park. There's a great episode of Star Trek one time where Captain Kirk is supposed to be replaced by a computer. And Mr. Spock points out that computers don't judge Captain. And then Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, as an actor, it's a 1968 episode, says, "Machines make excellent servants, but I have no desire to serve under one." And this is great for an NBC television show, which was up against Earl Roddenberry. And this is why they still make Star Trek III, the movie. Great lines. I don't take orders from a machine. They're servants, and that's it. And a lot of judgment. One of my judgments is community colleges are better than the university. Yeah, just my judgment. Maybe sometimes that's not true, but it's just judgment. I do have a plan. I am to run for Mount Hermon Community College School Board, even though, and I've learned a lot of skills of how to talk in public here. 5 years ago, I had a fear of talking in public. And I like it when people interrupt you, like Commissioner Fritz, because it's like you're not sitting there going like, I like, you know, you're paying attention to when I say something ridiculous. You cut me off. And I did not take any speech courses at PSU. So, but I'm out of zone. I'm near the train station, but I have a sneaky plan like Captain Kirk to maybe find a girlfriend that lives in the Mount Hood Community College School Board zone and then kind of like use her address. So maybe that will work. I know Mayor Hales lived in Vancouver when he ran in 2012, so if he can do it, I can do it, you know. We'll see what happens. I just love the campus out there. I kind of think, too, that the Bull Run water and the power of the Mount Hood and the hydroelectric dams that are the power of the Rocky Mountains make electricity for Portland. And the community college teaches how to fix those kind of machines that make the fresh water here and the electricity. And also, I like the bottle thing. We have a thing now. I put my cans at 122nd Gleason and they count the cans. I didn't have to put them in the machine. And then about a day later, it comes into this account, so I had $3. They were supposed to build a recycling thing downtown here, but they didn't do it, so I went out to 122nd Gleason. I also stopped into the Hanson shelter and said I could be a volunteer. So it looks good if I do run for a community college school board that I'm a volunteer in a homeless shelter. I like the fact that you have women, and it's not as religious. I stayed at City Team Ministries when I was homeless 5 years ago, and I had to go to a mandatory Christian service, but not that Jesus is a bad person, but I'm glad it's the Hanson shelter is not religious, and they do have women.
Thank you.